Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
You seek God last. You do what you want to do, and then every now and then you remember God. It is not the offering that matters. It is the priority. The truth was dependent on a lie. If Rahab didn't lie, they would have murdered the truth. And so Rahab lied and told them that they were gone. And she said, look, I got you out of this. I got you out of this now. But Rahab was used to doing business with men. And she know we are bottom line type people. You know, I give you what you need, you give me what you need. We do, you know, that's the way men shop. We don't go looking. We go in the store, I'm looking for a blue shirt, 15 and a half around the neck, 33 sleeve. White collar. Give me that, thank you very much, here's the money, bye. Transaction oriented. So she makes a transaction with them. She says, since I saved you, I know your people. I heard about your God. I know that we cannot withstand your people. I know our city will be totally annihilated, completely destroyed. It will be Nagasaki up in here. We will lose everything, but a sister like me, looking for a hookup from a guy like you. So what's up? What you gonna do, baby? What you gonna do, baby? What you gonna do, baby? Hook a sister up. And the spy said, if you take the same cord that you're gonna drop out the window for us to climb down on and hang it out the window when we come through to destroy the city, when we see that scarlet cord, we'll save the city. We'll save your house in the middle of the city. Everything else will go down. So everything you want, bring it in the house, drop out the cord, and we got a deal. Are you with me? So she said, okay, wait till tonight, and I'm going to drop this cord out the window. She dropped the cord out the window, and they climbed down, hanging by a thread. And they were hanging by a thread. We'll be back. And they made it to safety. And the odd thing was, if anybody would have seen them, they wouldn't have thought it so strange. Because men often sneak out in the middle of the night. Oh, God. I'm not going to explain that. I'm going to leave that like it is. And they came out by a thread. Are you with me? Had they not survived, she told them, hide in the mountains 3 days, and after 3 days, you should be able to get back to your people, and everything is going to be okay. Everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be fine. And they never heard from each other until here come the children of Israel marching around the wall, around and around the wall. And Rahab is saying, give me that thread. Give me that thread, because I'm going to need this same thread. Only this time it has gone from being the principal use being escape to now it's a sign. It's a sign that when they see this red cord, they'll know not to kill me. When they see this red cord, they'll know not to kill. They could kill everybody else. In fact, God had told them to kill everything in the city. Men, women, children, dogs, cats, goats, sheep. Kill everything, save nothing. Kill it all. But when they see this cord, oh, that sounds like what their parents went through. The death angel is going to pass by. The death angel is going to destroy the city. But when I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over you. Oh, my God, do you hear what I'm preaching? to you when I see the blood. Oh, I'm so glad. I only got one thing going for me. I got this red cord. I got this red blood on my doorpost. Many a time the death angel would have took me out. But when I see this red, I'm going to pass over you. Somebody is here right now by the mercies of God. It is not your good works. It is not your reputation. You don't even have a good reputation. To be as blessed as you are, your reputation doesn't line up with your situation. But he dropped a red. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I know you don't want nobody to know. I know you want everybody to think that you deserve to be where you are. But everybody who's there by the mercies of God, touch your neighbor and tell them I'm hanging by a thread. I'm hanging by a thread. I'm hanging by a thread. I'm healed by a thread. I'm living by a thread. I'm holding on by a thread. I could have been dead. I'm hanging by a thread. To God be the glory for the things he has done. I know I get on your nerves when I shout. I know you say it's not necessary, and maybe it's not for you. But to all of us that are hanging by a thread, we owe God a praise. Where are my people at? 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Shout! The Bible says that when they shouted, all of a sudden the concrete began to crack. Shout! When they shouted, the walls began to crack. Shout! Brick by brick and block by block, it began to come down. Shout! You got to understand, the only thing that was standing in between them and the promises of God was a wall. Was a wall. And the only thing that's standing in between you and the promises of God is a wall. Shout! The only thing that's stopping you from that degree is a wall. Shout! The only thing that's stopping you from buying that new house is a wall. Shout! The only thing that's stopping you from full-time ministry is the wall. Shout! Now, I got to tell you this, but I don't want too many people to know it, so I'm just going to whisper it. I'm going to whisper it because everybody can't handle it. And I'm just going to pass it out. But the Holy Spirit, when he gave me this message, told me to be sure and tell you this. I don't know what this means in your life. I don't know what God is talking to you about. I don't know what kind of wall is standing in your life. I don't know what kind of Jericho you have. I don't know what kind of obstacle has come against you. I don't know what kind of report you got back that said what you couldn't do and what you couldn't be and what you couldn't have and what you couldn't attain and what you couldn't overcome. But the Holy Spirit gave me this word to give you, and I'm going to give it to you. And I want you to tell as many people as you can, the wall is down. 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 The wall. Tell them the wall. The wall. The wall. The wall. The wall is down. The wall is down. The wall is down. Shout! The wall. 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 You know the wall. You know the wall. You know the wall that told you to stay in your place. You know the wall that said you couldn't get up. You know the wall that said you wouldn't be here right now. The wall is down. Now, can I preach this a little bit further? You see, all of this is predicated on what the Bible calls as an oath. When the Bible says something is an oath, it's an Old Testament word for a contract. I got several lawyers here, so you all get me if I get in trouble. It's the Old Testament word for a contract is oath. An oath is a contract. Most contracts today have contingency clauses. A contingency clause means that there are certain things that are built into the contract that you have to perform in order to be eligible to get what is in the contract. For instance, if I will my son the house, but he has to be married and 21 before he gets it, that's a contingency clause. If I will him a certain amount of money, but they have to donate 10% to charity, that's a contingency clause. Means the requirements have to be met in order for you to get the blessing. There are two contingency clauses in this contract. The wall is down. God took care of that. But the contingency clause is you got to climb over the rubble. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? It's not enough for God to bring the wall down. Give me more power, man. It's not enough for God to bring the wall down if you're not going to climb over the rubble. I don't care how many walls God bring down. A lot of people still don't get what God has for them because they remain unwilling to climb over the rubble. You're going to get a little dirty, but climb over the rubble. You're going to get a little sweaty, but climb over the rubble. Slap your neighbor and say, climb over the rubble. The wall is down, but you got to climb over the rubble. The wall is down, but you got to climb over the rubble. You got a chance on a brand new life, but you got to climb over the rubble. You got a chance to have a new door open, but you got to climb over the rubble. I know you got haters. That ain't nothing but rubble. I know they talking about you. That ain't nothing but rubble. I know they talk about you like a dog. That ain't nothing but rubble. I wish I had 1,000 radical people that were ready to climb over the rubble.
Some things that won't change. It's almost like they say God doesn't change, but his method of dealing with people does.
Yes, ma'am.
But there's this thread of consistency about character.
Yes, ma'am.
And trust and loyalty.
I'm going to accept myself for who I am because it doesn't matter what I say to you. It's either you're going to like me or you're not. And I can't change myself to make you like me.
We don't have to live that unhappily. It's not required of us. God is not asking you to suffer through. We think it's long suffering, but it's wrong suffering.
I've been praying lately. God, put the people in my life that's gonna help me mature as an adult, but also really have these beautiful friendships that I can share another level of my life with.
Strong women, better world. And I think that that's what we need to start embracing. And instead of writing about it, complaining about it, be about it, yes, and change it.
Yes.
So they said, we're going to get her out. Now they totally annihilated the entire city of Jericho. Mm-hmm. I got one problem to show you and I'm done. This is what confused me. I was reading it. I learned it in the King James. I can quote it in the King James. But I read it out of the NIV. And when I read it out of the NIV, lawyers, I saw a discrepancy. There is a discrepancy between the King James Version and the NIV. And the discrepancy is what started me on the journey with the message. Because when I read it in the NIV, it says that the whole city is the devoted thing. And it says it is to be devoted to God. And it says don't touch anything in the city because it is devoted to God. When I read devoted, I thought, that's not how I remember it. In the King James, put them both up on the screen if you got it. In the King James, yeah. And ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing. And in the NIV, it says, but keep away from the devoted thing. And I said to myself, which one of them is right? Is it devoted?
Wow.
Or a curse? How you handle it depends on understanding. Is it devoted or a curse? What God is saying to them, when you go into the city, don't touch anything in that city. I want to destroy everything in the city except for Rahab and her house, because the whole city is, in the NIV, devoted to God. In the King James, it's accursed. So now I'm in a dilemma because I got to preach this Sunday, and I found a discrepancy in the text that is perplexing to my mind. I don't understand how something can be accursed and devoted. If you're devoted to God, it seems like you're not accursed. And if you're accursed, it seems like you are not too devoted. And then I understood as I kept looking at it. This is the first city of the promised land. It is a tithe of all that God would give them. How they handled it determined the outcome of the rest of the journey. God has given them the city, but he says, you have to give it to me. And if you keep anything, y'all still with me? Are y'all with me up there? Okay, if you keep anything, it's a curse. If you give it to God, are you with me? So whether it is accursed or devoted is predicated on how they responded. My final question to God was this. I said, Lord, I don't understand. I know Rahab lied, but it kind of make it look like you did too. I ain't saying you did. But you had said that you had given them the city. But it sounds like you gave you the city. Because when you tell me you gave me something, I'm ready to move in. So there they were shouting over you have given them the city. And there you are saying they must give it to you. Which one of them is true? Is it theirs or is it yours? Is it their city? Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Or is it your city? If you keep that city, you're accursed. I love the Father's house when it get quiet. That's the best time. That's the best time in the whole message. Because I know you're trying to outthink me. Y'all's brain just popping outside. Your forehead swelling up trying to get there ahead of me. Here is what the Holy Spirit is saying. God didn't lie. He has given them the city. But it is his if they devote it to him. And whether they devote it to him or not determines whether they will be accursed. It is the tithe. I gave it to you, but it's mine. And if you give me the first 10, I'll stretch the last 90. But if you keep the first 10, I'll curse. Now. I said, Lord, so it seemed like the city is yours. He said, no. It's not mine. Because then they couldn't offer it to me. It's important that you understand I have given you the city so that when you give it back, it has come from you to me. That way you have devoted the city to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Bring ye all the tithes and offerings into the storehouse that there might be meat in my house, and prove me herewith if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. But the level of your blessing depends on whether you put me first. I suddenly realized everything in this text is a thread. Jericho was the thread to the promised land. The wall coming down was the thread to Jericho. The thread out the window saved the lives of the spies. The thread out the window saved Jericho and saved Rahab and her family. And how they handle the first city is the thread to everything that's going to happen next. Seek ye first. What's this? The kingdom of God in its righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. You're trying to build a business, but you don't seek God first. You seek God last. You do what you want to do, and then every now and then you remember God. It is not the offering that matters. It is the priority. The principle of the first belongs to God. It was in the garden. You can eat from any tree, but you cannot eat from this one, because if you eat from this one, you will be accursed. This tree is devoted to God. And all of humanity is hanging by the thread of your choice. If you devote it to God, all of humanity will live. And if you eat of it, all of humanity will die. Will a man rob God? How then have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. Bring ye the tithes and offerings devoted into the storehouse that there might be meat. And prove me now herewith, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you will not have room enough to receive. And if you do not, you will be cursed with a curse. Devoted or cursed, it's the same principle. In Genesis, it's the same principle. In the Garden of Eden, it's the same principle. In the first city, it's the same principle. And it's all hanging on a thread. To everyone in this room who ever went through something so perilous and so overwhelming that you thought you would die. To everyone in this room that came in here on life support and you barely even came to church because you've been going through so much that you have been hanging by a thread. To every marriage in this room that you and Fred are still together, sort of. To every sexless marriage, every empty marriage, every loveless marriage. To every marriage that's hanging by a thread, to every preacher who wants to quit, to everyone who's watching over the internet and you're going through something that you can't hardly even bring yourself to go to work in the morning. And yes, you're still employed, but you are hanging by a thread. The Holy Spirit sent me to you to say, tie a knot in it and hold on. Help. Help is on the way. I am not what you say I am. Not what the circumstances in my life look like I am. I am who God says I am.
Experience the breakthrough that comes when you know the truth about yourself and all that God says about you. For your gift of any amount, discover who you are and reveal your true purpose with the T.D. Jakes groundbreaking book, Identity.
He said, everybody else may run. When the wolf is after you, I will not forsake you. I will fight your wolves off.
For your gift of $100 or more, you'll receive the I Am Collection, including the Identity and Destiny books, I Am 16x20 poster, and the I Am Message series on CD and DVD.
Somebody shout, I Am!
Stand firmly in your identity and purpose through Christ. Call or click today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.